The Cast 11 Podcast Network is sponsored by the Prescott Valley Outdoor Summit, where adventure comes together. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, shares the top 10 mints to grow in your garden. He writes about the various types of mint plants with pictures to help identify the plants. Then he explains which mint is best for tea and cooking, which mint grows best in Prescott, which is strongest smelling, and the easiest type of mint to grow. Mint plants, mentha, are among the most commonly grown plants in Arizona gardens. It is easy to see why mints are so famous. They are tough, cold, hardy perennials. Mints serve as flavorful herbs in the kitchen and as ground covers in the garden. The pungent smell prevents deer and rabbits from eating their foliage with a preventative barrier that prevents insects in the gardens. Mint can choke out other garden plants. Plant them where their ability to spread is a benefit, not a drawback. Here are 11 of the best mints to grow locally. American wild mint is native to much of the US and Canada. In the kitchen, it is used in candies, jellies, and teas. Traditional medicinal uses range from curing toothaches to treating hiccups. Apple mint has lighter green leaves with bright white flowers in summer. The oblong foliage on long stems is ideally grown as a ground cover over banks, driveways, and boulders. The light apple flavor is perfect for culinary use and wispy teas. Recipes to Waters 10 Great DIY Mint Teas. Chocolate mint. The chocolate comes from its smell. The taste is actually orangey. Darker green foliage than most with lavender flowers in summer. Everyday use is in drinks and desserts. Corsican mint is another excellent choice when you need a miniature plant. It forms dense mats of tiny leaves and has lilac flowers. Beautiful when planted at the edge of containers. Because of its size, tendency to spread, and ability to hold up to some foot traffic, it is an excellent choice for growing between stepping stones. Cuban mojito mint is intimately associated with Cuba and their rum cocktail known as mojitos. Its intense aroma from extra large green leaves and flavor made it a favorite. Spearmint gets its common name from the pointy spiked foliage with pink flowers in summer. Famously used to flavor chewing gum in salads and teas. Grow the Kentucky Colonel variety for its nicer foliage and feel. Pennyroyal is most popularly used as a pest deterrent. Shorter than other mints with bright lavender flowers, it is ideally at home in the perennial garden with a less aggressive stance. Learn more about the five mountain herbs you only plant once. Peppermint has pink flowers with tooth foliage along the margins and dark green. The peppermint scent is uplifting and eases upset stomachs. Everyday use for this herb is to flavor teas and potpourri. Pineapple mint is a cultivar of apple mint with pineapple variegated foliage. The leaves are so stunning it is more often grown for beauty in the garden. It has no equal in attractiveness, flavor, and aroma as a garnish. The fruity notes mix well in fruit salad, jelly, and teas. Watermint has light lavender flowers and leaves with purplish veining. As the name suggests, it likes growing in water and stunning in small water features. Salads, teas, and balms are delicious uses for watermint. Fun gardening classes are coming up that are sure to green up the thumbs of even novice gardeners. Classes are free and are held at Waters Garden Center at 9:30 on the following Saturday mornings. August 27th at 9:30 a.m., Gardening for Newcomers. Learn all the mountain secrets to local garden success. Learn about growing zones, frost dates, soils, and more. You'll know exactly what to do in the gardens after this class. This information-packed class is guaranteed to increase garden blooms and fruit this year. September 3rd at 9:30 a.m., Top 10 Trees and How to Plant Them, Privacy, Shade, Color, Evergreen, and Blooms. We cover trees from every angle. With so many choices, picking the perfect tree can seem overwhelming, but not after this class. Our horticultural team will be on hand after the course to help with individual tree situations. Free tree planting guide to all attendees. September 10th at 9:30 a.m. Dash climbers and covers in the landscape. Vines quickly climb fence posts, pergolas, barbed wire, walls, and trellis. They block screen and shade better than any other plants in the nursery, but not all vines are created equal. Learn local favorites, sun, and shade lovers, and all the advice to get these bloomers climbing. Until next week, I'll be here at Waters Garden Center helping local gardeners plant better mints all week. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10vegetables.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com.